Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 16th, 2014. Israeli troops kill a Palestinian child near Ramallah, and Palestinian police clash with armed men and kill one of them. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources announced on Thursday night that a Palestinian boy died of wounds he sustained during clashes at the village of Beit Likya near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Baha Samer Bader, 13 years old, was playing football with his friends when Israeli soldiers invaded Beit Likya and opened fire at random at residents and their homes. A live round fired by Israeli soldiers hit Baha. Medical sources announced that Baha arrived at the Ramallah Medical Center after sustaining critical wounds and died shortly after. In other news, Palestinian Authority security forces killed a 25-year-old man during a raid in the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Thursday morning. Security officials told local news that clashes broke out as BA forces attempted to arrest several wanted men who had been hiding south of Hebron in Area C. It remains unclear just what the men were accused of. However, they reportedly opened fire at security forces during the raid, injuring 7 security personnel, including one who is now in critical condition. BA forces responded with live fire, injuring one Bilal al-Rajabi, who later died in a hospital. Security spokesperson Adnan al-Damiri told local media that the security forces arrested 21 wanted criminals in the Jabal Jawara area, where they recovered several stolen vehicles. At the political level, and in light of the escalating violence by Israeli forces and settlers against the Al-Aqsa Mosque and other holy sites, including Christian, Prime Minister Rami Al-Hamadallah urged the international community to protect the Palestinian people and put an end to those attacks. Today, Al-Hamadallah visited the Mosque of Abu Bakr in the village of Akraba to the south of Nablus after settlers attacked it Tuesday. He denounced the aggression, reiterating that the Israeli government's negligence to hold the settlers accountable for such violence encourages even further violence. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, October 16th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi, Ammi, Ghassan Bannoura.